Snapshot, written by Only Sad Pain, read by Sunkitten Shash. An Only Friends fanfic, rated explicit. Archive warning for rape/non-con. Summary. The video was short, just a few seconds for Mew to be recognizable. On display was Mew, face flushed with his eyes closed, and drool dripping from his lips. He looked messy, just letting the person fuck into his mouth. Top did not need to know that Boston had taken the video when Mew was passed out drunk. He's playing a hard-to-get virgin to make you want him more. Boston passed the phone to Top, the video on it playing on repeat. It was short, just a few seconds for Mew to be recognizable. But it is enough to brand him as a liar, someone who has more experience than he lets on. On display was Mew, face flushed and all, giving someone a blowjob. His eyes were closed, his hair disheveled, and drool dripped from his lips. He looked messy, just letting the unidentified person fuck into his mouth. In reality, Boston had just cut it right in time. But Top did not need to know that. Instead, Top saw how his boyfriend lied about having no experience. Boston had thought the other man would question the video more, ask why he had it, or who was the man fucking his boyfriend's face. However, Top seemed to care more about his pride and insecurities than to think rationally. It was enough to push him over the edge and run back to the one secure thing closest to him, which was Boston. It was easier than he thought to get Top to crash down, but it was welcome as he finally got Top for himself again. The actual video of the events was much longer, spanning nearly 5 minutes. If Top had seen that, his reaction would have been much different. However, Boston saved that video for himself. On those particular nights, he felt his arousal or anger for Mew increase. On those nights, he preened over the fact that he had the advantage of his supposed friend. He was the one calling the shots. Meanwhile, Mew was clueless about how much of a slut he looked with a cock down his throat. 2 years ago, Boston had brought his friends to the beach house his family owned. It was meant to be a vacation for finishing their second year of university. There were promises of booze, beaches, and food all for them to enjoy. They had all found each other by the first year of university and became a close-knit group. None of them had known each other before, yet they had gravitated towards each other. Some in more ways than friendship. It was getting painfully clear to Boston that Ray felt something for Mew. But Boston could not understand why. Mew was a blushing mess with no edge to himself. He was undoubtedly attractive, but he hid it behind his big glasses. All he did was read and study. He was not even fun enough to stay late or get drunk, always drinking at a moderate level. Mew was painfully plain, nothing like someone like Ray should like. People like him and Ray were more suited for each other, as they had similar needs and wants. The thought of Ray had been on his mind for a while, more out of attraction rather than any feelings. He wanted to taste Ray, just to add him to his collection. He had shot his shot and propositioned him for a one-night stand, but Ray had dismissed him with a scoff. Boston had played it off as a joke, but the feeling of being inferior washed over him. How could a slut like Ray say no to him, all just because of Mew? When he later saw them together by the sea, bodies inching towards each other, he felt a sizzling irritation in him. From his suite he watched them, the darkness surrounding him consuming him. Boston could barely hear their voices, but Ray's volume was increasing. "Mew," he said, so softly. "What if I want to be more than just a friend?" Ray was getting closer to Mew, eyes trailing towards the lips of the other. There were no words between them, only the lulling sound of the waves stroking the sand. Boston's phone was out of his pocket before he knew it, taking a picture of the scene. He couldn't tell from the angle if their lips had touched yet, but from the way his friends pressed close, he could only guess. He pressed record, and just to witness Mew put his hand on Ray's chest to push him away. "I'm sorry, Ray," Mew said, not providing an explanation before he stood up. Ray tried to stand up to follow, but Mew was already gone by then. He opted to squat down on the sand, hands dragging through his hair. It was satisfying to see Ray's distress through the lens of his phone's camera. He pressed open the video and watched it again, and again, and again. The rejection he had prayed for had happened, and he could rewatch it as many times as he desired. As Boston was about to start the video again, someone abruptly threw open his door. His heart was in his throat, afraid of being caught. He cast a glance towards the window, and to his relief, saw that Ray was still out there in the sand, unmoving from his spot. If he focused hard enough, he was sure he could hear the man crying. It was music to his ears. Instead, it was Mew who came crashing into his room, with tears streaming down his cheeks. Only the moonlight from the window lit up the room, and it showed the distressed expression coating his face. Instantly, Boston held out his arms, beckoning his friend for an embrace.
"What's going on?"
Mew wrapped himself in Boston's arms and cried into his shoulder. Boston could feel the amount of snot that was being smeared into his shirt, and had to bite back from pushing him away.
"Ray confessed that he liked me more than friends," Mew said, voice muffled as his face was pressed into Boston. "He kissed me."
"He did?" Boston tried to sound surprised, but he was sure he failed. It was more surprising that Mew had not suspected it, as Ray had been obnoxiously obvious about it.
"I felt so bad rejecting him," Mew hiccuped, "but I can't see him as anything other than a friend."
Boston shushed him and lingered his hand over his back, slowly rubbing up and down. They stayed there, just in each other's arms. Boston relished, because he could touch Mew in ways Ray had been denied.
"Do you want a drink?" he asked, pulling back.
He plastered his face with a smile, coaxing him to still his sadness with a bottle. Mew simply shrugged his shoulders and settled on the floor, back against the window. So Boston took it as a yes. By his side, Mew had drowned himself in alcohol in hopes of forgetting the confession Ray had thrown upon him. Boston had fed him drink after drink from his own bar cabinet. At first, there had been no ill intention from him. All he wanted was a friend to drink with, and it was exhilarating to finally witness his friend consume drinks without any regret. But as Mew was getting far drunker, he kept being less tight-lipped. "You can't tell anyone," Mew had giggled, and put his finger to his lips. "But that was my first kiss." Boston felt his stomach drop.
"Really?"
Boston raised his eyebrow. He knew Mew had been boring, but he did not think his friend was a virgin. It was hard to come by someone their age still being untouched.
"Haven't you had sex?"
Mew blushed, but shook his head.
"I'm waiting for someone special."
The words were so innocent, but they did something to him. He thought about sweet Mew, waiting for someone to make his first time special. And instead, Boston wanted to ruin it. He wanted to see someone force themselves upon him and rip it away. Boston ushered a refilled glass to Mew's hand, and only bashfully smiled at him. Mew took it without a care and downed it. As Mew kept drinking, Boston noticed how his movements started to turn more sluggish. He kept blinking, eyelashes fluttering against his skin. From the rare times he had seen Mew drunk, he knew he was close to his breaking point. He had always been a light drinker. Mew's breaths turned heavy as he finally passed out. His dark brown hair splayed around his head like a halo. He was angelic, something for Boston to taint. He liked to watch him like this, as if he was just waiting for someone to take advantage of him. Mew should have understood that something like this would happen to him one day. Boston poked his cheek to test if he would wake up, but Mew simply lay there. He edged closer to Mew's plump lips, stroking over the soft skin. He hooked his thumb into Mew's lower lip and experimentally pushed it down. The lips gave way and parted, revealing his teeth. His jaw was slack, and his mouth slightly parted as he unconsciously slept with an open mouth. With a swift move, Boston lowered his shorts, just enough to pull his cock out. He was already throbbing. It was hard not to be when someone as inviting as Mew was there underneath him. Boston fisted his hand around his cock and lazily stroked it. He knew the other would never willingly let him do this, which made it all so much sweeter. If Mew was awake, his cheeks would probably be coated in tears, and his bottom lip would quiver. Boston almost wished he had got to see it, the fear in Mew's eyes as he tried to make sense of the situation. He slowly pushed his cock against Mew's lips. If Mew woke up now, he would be fucked. He wished he could just fuck his virgin whole, but he knew he could not explain that away when Mew woke up. He had to settle for his mouth as the second best option. Suddenly, Mew let out a soft sigh. Boston froze in place as he felt his heart drop into his stomach. Some agonizing seconds of just staring at his friend, waiting for Mew to wake up, passed. But when he did nothing more, he continued with his plan. Boston fished out his phone, hands trembling in excitement. Once it was recording, he made sure to film how his cock slapped against the plush lips. Pre-cum smeared against them, giving them a glistening look. He wished Mew could see himself in that moment. Maybe Mew would blame himself for the events, filling him with shame for losing his first kiss and mouth virginity on the same day. He tried to push his cockhead into Mew's mouth, but it was hard to push in, as his jaw was still mostly shut. Instead, he opted to push it into the crevice of his cheek, rubbing against the soft skin and Mew's teeth. A shudder ran through his body. He was a lot more turned on than he thought he was. With his hand, he guided his cock fully into the crevice. Mew's cheek bulged as a thick cock filled him up. Boston's fingers trailed over the imprint, stroking Mew's soft skin. He was astonished that Mew was still asleep. Somewhere in his mind, he had still been sure that his friend would wake up and push him away. Yet, he just laid there, all for Boston to abuse. As he gained more confidence from the unresponding body, Boston gripped his jaw and pulled it open further. Mew's tongue was glistening with drool, drawing him in. It was like it spellbound him. With one hand on the base of his cock, Boston pushed it fully in without any care for Mew. The other gave out a choked gasp as he could not breathe normally, A swift inhale by his nose instead. The camera's flash captured how Mew unintentionally swallowed around him, tongue dancing against the skin. Boston did not bother to bite back the moans that spilt from his lips. His hand gripped at Mew's hair and pulled at it, forcing him until Boston's balls pressed against his chin. Through the screen, Mew looked like a slut. His hair was messed up, and his brows were furrowed in his deep sleep. In an almost loving gesture, Boston's thumb smoothed out the frown. "Fuck," Boston said, his voice in a whisper. "Look at you." By the time he finally thrust his cock into the warm heat, Mew was drooling. The cock head pressed against the back of his mouth, threatening to push against his throat. His throat convulsed against the intrusion, and the phone in Boston's hand almost slipped. It was an incredible feeling to have so much control over someone. He couldn't stop grinning as he pulled out and ruthlessly used his friend's mouth. His cock was steadily leaking pre-cum. He wished he could show the video to Ray, show him just how much of a slut Mew was, even when he was asleep. Maybe Ray would cry, knowing his innocent crush had been used like a common whore. Or maybe he was just as sick in the head as Boston wished, and would join in to corrupt their friend until Mew was begging for it. The thought made his cock pulsate, feeling himself get closer to the finish line. His moans were loud, each groan echoing off the quiet walls. The camera picked up the sound of skin slapping against skin. His free hand pushed at Mew's cheeks, forcing them to tighten around his cock. If his friend had been awake, Boston would have taught him to hollow his cheeks, but this was the best he could do for the moment. Once again, Mew groaned, and the sensation sent trembles down Boston's spine. Suddenly, he pulled out and cursed. With a few strokes of his hand, he came on Mew's face. It was painted with the white liquid, some getting on his eyelashes. As he caught his breath, Boston made sure to zoom in on the sight. Mew's chest was heaving at an arrhythmic pace, as he could suddenly breathe normally. He all but whined at the sensation and turned his head to the side. The sight would have been endearing if Boston had not just been far down his throat. With a smile on his face, he rubbed the cum against Mew's lower lip. Some slipped in between his bruised lips. Boston gleefully filmed as he pushed the cum in with his fingers until it coated Mew's tongue. When Mew later wakes up in the morning, he seems to have no recognition of the night. Instead, he complains about the headache that terrorized him. Boston is unsure how he will continue on with his days, knowing how Mew's warm mouth felt around his cock. At least he had the videos to remember the night from. The end. Thanks for listening.